Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, three high performance directors have walked away from Irish boxing. Minister Jack Chambers will be here to discuss what needs to happen. Over a million Irish people have to find a new bank or move their mortgage in the coming months. Owen McGee will have advice. Do get in touch if you have any questions. Text us now 51551. 800 applications for every one rental property, and the crisis isn't expected to ease anytime soon. More on that shortly. Conversations with friends. It's expected to be a blockbuster. We'll ask our reviewer what he thought of the new Sally Rooney drama. Should Ireland follow Spain and provide for 3 days sick leave per month for women who experience severe menstrual pain? And you might soon be packing for your holidays, but how is your suitcase game? Do you arrive only to find you have 5 crumple tops and nothing for your bottom half? Well, we have an expert guide later who'll be telling us how to pack with panache. The text number again, 51551. Email todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. In the middle of an unprecedented rental crisis, in which a recent daft.ie report highlighted availability rates that have never been so grim, according to its author, the number of short-term holiday lets being advertised is dwarfing longer-term private rentals on the market. Now, it leaves those who are locked out of the housing market facing a future of high and rising rents and a desperate fight to access a really small pool of properties. In a moment, we'll speak to Mark Rose, the manager Director of Rose Property Services in Cork. But first, our reporter Brian O'Connell has spent this morning scanning the rental market and looking at what is available today. And Brian is here to tell us what he's found. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire. Pretty bleak picture, I have to say. The latest Daft report showed just 850 homes to rent nationally on May the 1st. That compares to an average of 9,000 in 2010. Now, this morning I had a look and that figure was down to 835. Just to put this in stark context, this availability is down 80% in a year in Dublin, 55% elsewhere. This morning there were just 367 properties available on Daft to rent in Dublin City and just 39 properties in Cork City, which has a population of over 200,000.
It's an extraordinary figure, 835 properties across the whole country. But you also looked at what properties are available to rent on Airbnb, and people will be familiar with that website, one of the leading short-term holiday let websites. So what did you see?
Well, in stark contrast, if you look at Airbnb, this morning in Dublin City, there were 558 entire homes available to rent, so significantly more than is available on Daft. 65 in Cork City Centre. Again, that's far more than are available on Daft for non-visitors to rent. And then if you look at different counties, it's a very similar pattern. For example, in Limerick City this morning, there are just 5 properties to rent on Daft. A 3-bedroom home in Dooradale, for example, will cost you £2,000 a month to rent. A 4-bedroom on the Innes Road is advertised at 2750. In Limerick then, there are 22 properties to rent on Airbnb. Some apartments there you could be expecting to pay 1500 a week for. So almost 5 times the number of properties on Daft are available on Airbnb. In County Kerry, just 32 properties that I could find to rent on Daft this morning. If you input entire homes or apartments into Airbnb for Kerry, what do you get? You get over 1,000 options. You could be paying about £500 a week for a 1-bed cottage to rent on Airbnb. Then we look at County Clare on Daft this morning, just 22 properties to rent for the whole county. If you look at Airbnb, you have a choice of 916 entire properties to rent. So that is a huge variation there. And then finally in Kilkenny City, I had a look. Daft was telling me this morning just 6 properties to rent. You have a choice of 92 properties on Airbnb this morning, over 10 times as many. So the situation, as you can see, it's not just the major cities, because outside the major cities in areas with a good tourist trade, it's very, very challenging. Less than 500 properties for the whole of Ireland outside of Dublin available. So clearly pent up demand during COVID, perhaps the ability to work remotely, it's all playing into a factor. And we're seeing now these surges of demand in places where you could have rented far more cheaply in recent years.
It's dire. And Brian, we're going to come back to you in a moment. We're also going to hear from someone who's trying to find one of those rental properties. Mark Rose, though, is with us now, Managing Director of Rose Property Services in Cork. Mark, thanks for talking to us this morning. Will you give us a picture of what it's like on your side of the desk in the rental market?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, well, listening to Brian there, he used the word bleak, and that is, I would echo that sentiment. It's not good. I've worked here for 14 years, so I've been here since 2008. the number of properties, they're just not there. And any time we do list a property, like I said to your researcher, 800 people inquired for one property. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be like exactly representative for all properties. That was a property that was capped at a low rent. Let's say if the market rent was at 1,500 a month, this two-bed apartment on the south side of the city went on at about 1,000 a month. But that's 800 real, you know, families, households, groups that are desperate to secure that property.
And Mark, because the demand is so high, you've been in a position where you've had to lock the doors of the office because you just can't cope.
Yeah, and I'd like to clarify that. Like, we locked the doors here on our office in March 2020, and that was obviously related to COVID, but we haven't reopened them again. And that's because there's so many people looking for properties. We can't handle the influx of people who'd want to come in here and talk to us and explain their situation. Each household, you know, people are getting really, really desperate. There was one day last week where it's quite a warm day and we opened the windows here in the office. The door is locked downstairs and somebody was standing outside and started shouting up, you know, they wanted to explain their situation. And it's really heartbreaking. It's not a nice situation at all for the people out there. People are really desperate, and I'm not sure if your listeners understand exactly the extent of it. Like I mentioned, I've been here for 14 years. So in 2009 on Daft, there was 24,000 rental properties advertised. So any one day you logged into Daft in 2009, 24,000 properties to choose from on the island of Ireland. And now, as you've said, we're down to 851. So, like, that is an unbelievable statistic. We're down to 3%, 3.5% of what we had. Back in 2009, rents were dropping probably 10, 20, 30%. So 24,000 properties will give us rent decreases.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if people, you know, we need thousands and thousands of properties.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, though, you know that people are saying, well, on your side of the desk, you're probably doing really well out of this.
Okay, Claire, and I'm happy to talk about that. So I'll tell you one brief story, okay, and I'll keep it general. A parent, they didn't contact me. They posted somewhere online in a parent's group, and they were in quite a dire situation. A parent of three kids, all of the three kids had additional needs. The person who owned the property that they were paying rent in wanted their son or daughter to move in, or they were selling the property. And they had, I think it was down to the last 4 weeks of notice, and they'd been applying to lots of properties, getting nowhere because 800 people are applying to a property. And they said they couldn't sleep. Literally, they said, you know, their kids' behavior was, you know, they were dealing with that and it was extremely difficult and challenging. But they literally said, this person said, I cannot sleep at night. My wife showed me this. I contacted the lady the following day because I wanted to help her just even with a little bit of advice on what her rights are about staying in a property if she has nowhere to go. So, you know, to answer your question, do I like having those phone calls? Do I like dealing with those situations on a daily basis? I could easily say, no, I do not like that. It's not pleasant. It doesn't benefit anybody. And even besides all of that, Claire, we get paid per property that we rent. There are no properties to rent.
Mm-hmm.
So no, this isn't in our advantage either. Even the RTB, Claire, they get paid per tenancy that they register. That's how they fund themselves, the Residential Tenancies Board. They can't fund themselves at the moment, so they've changed to annual registration instead of a one-off registration because there aren't enough new tenancies.
So no one is benefiting from this. Mark, stay
Nobody.
With us. Stay with us because I want to come back to Brian. Brian, you spoke to a long-term renter who's trying to figure out where she and her family are going to go to when the current tenancy ends in just a few months' time.
Yes, I just wanted to bring you one person's experience, and this is Bernadette Ferguson. She works as an Irish Sign Language interpreter. She has two children. She has been renting for over three decades, and her current tenancy in Dublin ends in July. She's bracing herself for a massive hike in her monthly rent, and that is if she can find somewhere.
My tenancy is up soon, so I have to leave. I got plenty of notice. My landlord is a very fair and decent man, but it's quite hard at the moment out there on the market. Well, I'm just heading towards my 50th. I've been renting since I was 17, 18, so I think it's more than a few years. And I know it's very difficult for people like me who are freelance to get a mortgage. But these prices are ridiculous on some of the properties.
So do you anticipate your next property where you rent, it's going to be an increased price?
Oh, definitely. I am expecting a jump of about 1,000 to 1,500. I'm very lucky where I am. I've been renting in this property for a long time. But what I'm seeing out there now for family homes for 3 and 4 bedrooms, it's around the region of 2,700 to 2,900. So if I compare that with my home county, Donegal, similar properties are on the market for 900 euro a month. And obviously, there are different reasons for that around infrastructure and employment and all of that. But yeah, so that's 3 times the amount in Dublin that I'm seeing for similar properties in Donegal.
So where does this leave you and your family?
I'm trying not to panic here, really. I'm hoping for the best. We will really just have to hope to get lucky in June. So we'll be pretty much down to the wire. If the worst comes to the worst, I do have a plan B, which is to put everything in storage and go in a hotel for a while until we find somewhere. I'm hoping over August that there will be more properties available, but it's just really down to luck at this stage.
That's Bernadette there speaking to Brian, just listening to her plan B, you know, put everything in storage and go into a hotel. It just seems a really, really difficult position to be in. Mark, back to you, because I have some text coming in here. I'm a landlord. I've been renting out a 2-bed house for the past 10 years, but now with rent caps and constant anti-landlord legislation, I'm leaving the market and selling up. The government needs to make tax changes to incentivise the small landlords to stay in the market. Are people leaving for that reason?
I think they're very confused. So, like, we've had 6 ministers in 8 years. Every time a new minister comes in, they have their own idea. And, you know, unfortunately, they're all sticking plaster solutions or knee-jerk reactions. And so the legislation changes every few months. Even for me working in the industry every day, it's actually very difficult to keep up with those changes. You know, the rent pressure zones, there's a fine of 15,000 euro if a property owner was to get that wrong, and a criminal prosecution. So, yeah, it is difficult. I listened to Bernadette there. She used the word panic, which is exactly the same as the anecdote that I gave you there that we came across recently. And Bernadette said her property owner was fair and nice and a nice man. Like, my clients aren't millionaires, you know. They're Mary and Joe, let's say they have a mortgage, they're paying off that mortgage, they hope to retire in a few years, they're paying tax at 52%. The rents are extremely high. So the figures that Bernadette is talking about there, I would agree those rents are bonkers. The rents are extremely high. I'm not sure if people understand the effect that the rent pressure zone has had on the dynamics of the market. So when you sell a property, let's say the property is rented out and you choose to rent it out below market rent, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being fair to your tenants. Like Bernadette, I would say, had a below market rent for many years there. When that property is sold, that low rent has to stay with that property. So the property is capped for the new property owner. All that guarantees, Claire, is that that property will not stay within the rental market. So I had a client who sold a property way below market rent, and investors wouldn't touch it with a 40-foot barge pole. So do you see how there's unintended consequences where below-market rents capped to the new owner, that nobody is going to buy that? I had one situation recently, Claire, where one of my clients considered purchasing a property to rent it out. Brilliant. Happy days for everybody. More supply, which is exactly what we need. I asked him to go and check what the last rent was on that property, if there was a rent, and it was 500 euro a month. Now, that's exceptionally low. But that is a real situation. And so could my client purchase that property? No, they can't.
Because they had to abide by the rent pressure zone.
So I wonder,
continuing on the 500 euro or just a small percentage increase on the 500 euro. Was that the situation?
Exactly.
I want to ask you about something else, because Brian O'Connell was telling us earlier about the number of properties available to rent if you're looking for a holiday let. So in Kerry, for example, Brian discovered this morning 32 properties to rent on daft.ie, long-term rental. But if you want a holiday rental on Airbnb, there's 1,000 options. Now, is that because a landlord can get much more if it's a holiday short-term let, or is there some other benefit to doing it?
Honest answer, I don't know, Claire. We're in Cork City. I don't deal with Kerry, but I do, like, for me to give you my honest opinion, I have a problem with that. You know, there's a war in Europe at the moment, and we're trying to be compassionate to other people coming into the country. The rental market is in crisis. So, you know, holiday homes, I think nothing should be off the table in terms of that. It mightn't be popular to say that. Also, I'd like to, you know, mention there is legislation already in place where if it's inside a rent pressure zone, then property would need commercial planning permission before it can be legally advertised on Airbnb.
Okay.
And, you know, I wonder, is that being enforced?
Mark Rose, thank you for joining us this morning. And Brian O'Connell there bringing us that report from the stark numbers on daft.ie. And we'll be covering this again tonight on Clareburn Live at 10:35. More on the rental crisis. Now, though, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.